the season, Holly.
Yes, it is.
For office Christmas parties.
I love Christmas parties. I love it. I love getting dressed up. I love fancy. And I mean, we've had several different kinds. One time it was at Busch Gardens, which was fun.
Amazing.
But there's nothing like putting on a good old pair of heels and down in a couple of martinis.
And I'm really excited because this year ours is going to be a 20s.
I guess that's appropriate music.
There we go. This sounds like it. We're having a speakeasy type of a Christmas party this Thursday.
I wanted to get a costume, but I don't think I'm going to have time.
Yeah, there's not enough time, but I'm super excited. So yes. Friday's show is going to be a little rough because they normally have open bar.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. But we want to know, what was the awkward thing that you got into at your office Christmas party? Rachel, what happened at yours?
So I work in kind of a small office, and we do like secret Santa drawings.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our girls had put her 2 weeks' notice in, and then she didn't end up leaving, but it was right before the holidays, and everything gets crazy. And we didn't redraw, so she didn't get a secret Santa gift. And there was a lot of alcohol involved, and she went on just this tirade that she was going to make more money than all of us. We were all losers. It was quite the show.
Wait, what a mess.
Can you please imitate like what she sounded like? Like, can you imitate her, please? I want to hear what she sounded like.
I mean, honestly, she was so intoxicated and just like sobbing and yelling, but no one could really understand her because she had so much snot pouring out of her nose.
Oh my, that bad?
And then she ended up staying and working with us for another like 6 months or something.
Oh.
Listen, this is an important lesson. If you are just entering into the workforce, there's this thing called not burning bridges wherever you work, because you never know who you're going to work with in the future. You don't want to go out in a blaze of glory that only works in the movies.
Right.
Never in real life.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's so awkward. Rachel, thank you so much for your phone call.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Alex from Tampa. All right. So you did something really awful at your office Christmas party. What was it?
So I got too hammered, and I can't help myself, but I got too low when I heard Apple Bottom Jeans by Flo Rida.
Oh. Whoa.
So I had a stern talking to because I actually worked in a restaurant, but I also interned for their marketing department. So the next day I had to show up, and they sent me to a room. They had like a stern talking to me, like, you need to control yourself. But, I mean, I can't help myself.
You're like, hey, when Flo Rida comes on, all bets are off, okay?
Anytime I hear that song now, that's all I can think about.
Oh my God. Like, to be fair though, why are you playing Apple Low by Flo Rida at a work Christmas party?
I know. Well, it was a long time ago, so I think it was one of those top songs, but still, I mean, you think someone's not going to get low during that song. You're
damn wrong. You got another thing coming. Yeah, I'm about to get low right now. Yeah.
All right, I just wanted to just take it back. All right. Alex is like, hold on, let me stop.
I will
now
pull over and get low on the side of 275. Don't think that I won't.
Oh,
yep,
my gosh.
I will.
Alex, you have a great morning, okay?
You too.
All right, Silky from St. Pete, what did you do at your office Christmas party?
Of course, all of the new people in training were sitting out front at the table, and the MC, who was so proud of his party planning, said, tell me something, everybody. Are we having a good time? So I went up on stage and I grabbed the mic and I said, it's my best friend's birthday.
Oh, no.
And I didn't know anybody. They were all looking at me like, who is this weirdo on the stage?
Oh, no, no, no.
Never get up on the... That is a rhetorical question. Nobody wants you to go on the stage. Especially this DJ was probably like, oh, God, why did she take the microphone? No, no, get it back.
And did you literally take the microphone out of the DJ's hands?
I took it out of the MC's hand, and unfortunately, he works in my building, so I got snuffed by him for, like, the rest of my time working there.
Oh.
Okay, see, you know what? These are all precious, precious learning moments for your office Christmas party.
Teachable moments.
Seriously, over the next couple of weeks, do not burn a bridge.
No.
When you get that inkling, when they're like, hey, everybody, and you want to go up and make a grand speech to everyone, it's not a movie.
Yeah. It's
not. It will not work.
It's not your time.
No, it's not. It's never your time.
And you know what else is never your time to get low?
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.